Chaz normally holds an in-person ceremony to honor the homeless on the winter solstice. It's officially the first day of winter and the longest night of the year. This year, because of COVID, Chaz produced a video instead, which features the voices of people on the streets.
I know a lot of people who have died out here. Died of the cold, died of old age. A lot have died from heroin overdoses.
The video calls attention to the difficult lives people on the streets live. Chaz homeless outreach workers honor the memories of 91 community members who died this year.
Sharon S. Barbara H. Patricia W. Derek H. Jack R. Frederick R.
Chaz Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Deborah Weiser says people who are homeless are at greater risk for infections, for chronic illness, poor mental health, and substance abuse challenges than the general population, and they're more likely to suffer from violent acts and die early.
We need to learn from their stories and their experiences so we can help make it better. So take a few deep breaths and picture those we've lost. Those persons who suffered the poverty, the illnesses that go along with being homeless and without resources, who touched your life.
You can see the video at the Chaz website and read the names of those who passed in 2020 on the tree outside the Chaz Denny Murphy Clinic in downtown Spokane. Chaz outreach workers on Monday passed out food and winter survival gear that were bought with donations by the agency's employees. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.